Washington Governor Jay Inslee is calling on state lawmakers to step up and pass a carbon tax this year. The Democrat made his comments today as the midpoint of the legislative approaches. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Inslee has proposed a $20 per ton tax on carbon emissions starting in 2019. The tax could raise more than $3 billion over the first 4 years. Inslee says he's not wedded to the specifics of his proposal. He just wants lawmakers to get behind the idea and pass something.
It has been almost a decade since this legislature promised people that they would take care of their clean air in their lungs, and they haven't done it. It is time for the legislature to do this job.
Inslee was referring to 2008 when the legislature put carbon emission reduction targets into state law, targets the state is not on track to meet. He says passing a major piece of tax legislation in a short 60-day election year session is doable because the carbon tax is not a new idea. Senate Majority Leader Sharon Nelson, a fellow Democrat, says she's not sure if it's doable, but adds that there's an all-out effort underway.
This has gained a lot of steam since we came into session, and I'm very proud of the efforts there, and we're going to see if we can get across the finish line.
But Democrats also say it will require a bipartisan vote. And for now, minority Republicans remain firm in their opposition. House Minority Leader Dan Christensen says a carbon tax would drive up the cost of gas, electricity, and heating fuel.
If you really have a carbon problem, we don't believe that the tax aspect of it is really going to solve any of that problem, except it's going to create a massive burden to the citizens of the state.
Instead, Republicans say they want to incentivize carbon reduction through tax breaks for companies that invest in renewable energy. Undeterred, Inslee says he'll hit the road next week to try to sell his carbon tax idea east of the mountains. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.